Time to talk greyhounds.
Looking for the top dogs. The Greyhound Form Express.
Set. And away. Good start. Outlast Equalizer as expected and showing pace. Aston Gwen tonight led. Catch the Thief settles fourth and Aeroplane Eric's gone through. Took the front from Aston Gwen. Shimmer Shine went through behind Eric, but Eric's got away. Dream Wizard Equalizer next. Further back to Catch the Thief, also Zipping Zabo and Amarillo Highway. Well, can Aeroplane Eric take it out? He's on the runway. Equalizer is flying, but Eric has won. Aeroplane Eric has just lasted from Equalizer. A huge run again. Shimmer Shine and then Dream Wizard, Amarillo Highway.
Aeroplane Eric taking home the $47,000 first prize of the Group 2 Evans Petroleum Warrigal Cup last night. At Warrigal was a really entertaining night's racing. Joining us to go through it all and a look at Sandown today is George Faruja. George, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Aeroplane Eric made all in the cup.
Yeah, look, it was a good run. He was very well supported after the heat, even though Shimmer Shine did break the track record in the heat and went out as the odds-on favourite. There was certainly some good money for Aeroplane Eric, and that was justified considering Aston Gwen was drawn to his right. She does jump and like to use a little bit of the track, and she did exactly that. But he had superior speed, drove up underneath, and there was a little bit of shuffling behind, and that was enough for Aeroplane Eric to take off and win. Look, he ran 25.43, so similar to his heat run where he did run second behind Shimmer Shine. So it just shows the quality of the greyhound. Equalizer in second spot was an absolutely huge run. And he too probably ran up to his amazing heat win on the week before. And Shimmer Shine lost no admirers running third. We mentioned with Michael Falgate on radio, we just thought it was a little bit short, the $1.75, $1.80, because clearly not because of his ability, and he could clearly win the race. But the box draw was a little bit tricky in my eyes, considering all the speed in the race, and that's exactly how it turned out with Aeroplane Eric utilising box one beautifully. Look, well done to trainer Glenn Rounds. He's persevered with this greyhound. He's had a lot of injuries. He's always had so much ability. He's really lightly raced, but we all know when he's fit and sound, he can absolutely fly. And so a very nice win in the Warrigal Cup for Aeroplane Eric. And as you said, it was a good night of racing. We tipped Sunset Burbski as our best. And I tell you what, with about 600 metres to go, you would have been forgiven for wanting to throw away your ticket. She was last. She started to make her way and circumnavigate around, and even though Zipping Ticket led them a merry dance, Sunset Burbski got her on the shadows of the post, winning in 39.02. Look, she's an absolute star. She's clearly not racing at her peak, but she's still capable of ripping out those amazing wins. So well done to Connections of Sunset Burbski.
And not to overshadow, probably the race of the night was the match race between Faithy Vale and Tigalon Tog. If we're going to have some match races, if they're like that, people will get on board and really get involved in them, George.
Well, it was incredible. At every stage of the race, you thought Tigalon Tog was going to eventually overpower Faithy Vale, but she just kept finding, kept kicking, eventually winning by half a length in 25.77. Tigalon Tog right there with her, but 10,000 to the winner, nothing for second place. But they're becoming a little bit of a habit now, a GRV initiative to have a match race for greyhounds that didn't qualify for the Warrigal Cup. And you're always going to get it well patronised because of the $10,000 on offer. Unless there's another group race interstate, greyhounds will stay here and match race for the $10,000. So, again, it was a good night for the dailies. They probably didn't get the one they wanted with Shimmer Shine, but they had some good results in some of the other feature races.
5 minutes off the next at Healesville. We'll get cracking on the Sandown Quaddy. First leg, race five at 3.19. Nine not required. Three Stretch Butler, the favourite in this grade five at 2.70 with one cool limit, $3.
Yeah, Stretch Butler on top for me. Three to beat 1, 6, and 5, purely because of its early speed. I think it can and get out and go. A couple of its runs have been handy over the middle distance of late, including a second at Sandown behind So Predictable last start. So I've got it on top here, Stretch Butler. To beat number one, Cool Limit, another one that can show some speed. Good victories at Bendigo, breaking 28 seconds. That was a hot run. And then a nice win at the Meadows more recently. And then we're out to number six, Tyson's Town, who comes here after some good straight track form. And number five, Entrance, to win at Horsham and then backed it up with a really nice win at Bendigo. Three to beat 1, 6, and 5.
Race number six is a 4.5 over the 5.15. Three equal favourites inside three boxes. Frank's Girl over Foley's at Georgia Rose, all at $3.40.
I think the market highlights how close these three are, the three girls in the race. I think there's it's between them. I've gone Frank's Girl on top purely based on the box draw. She's a talented greyhound. She's run around the 29.50 mark. She got beaten at her last start at Sandown, or the race before that at Sandown, behind Overflow Lisa, who she takes on again today. Now, my second pick, number three, Georgia Rose. Good win last start at Sale. She's a quality greyhound. She's just hit or miss early, but when she hits the ground, she can really accelerate. Number two, Overflow Lisa, is the other one, with good form over both 5 and 600 metres. One to beat, three and two, race six.
Third leg race seven to grade five over the 5.95. Five is a vacant box, leaving a field of seven. One, Chelsea's Love, 3.20. Three, Polly Johanna, 3.50. Two, Palace Lady, 4.60.
Now, I've got number eight here, Howlis, on top. I'm pretty keen on this one. Eight to beat three, two and seven. Look, I think it's got enough speed to cross them. Its last win came at the Meadows in 34.84. It went 8.96 early. If it replicates that, it should have enough pace to lead these. It's going to have to from the wide draw. And it does get a little bit tired at the end of these races. But I've got Al West on top in what's a pretty open race. But of the others, number three, Polly's Johanna, better than its recent form suggests. There's no doubt there. So we'll keep it safe. Number two, Palace Lady. Its last win came at Bendigo about five starts ago. It was an impressive effort. Gives them a bit of a start. We'll be getting to the line nicely. And number seven, Lawson Drive. Just on the basis that this is a huge drop in class. It's been racing against Fernando, Kaz, Pilbara, Party Lights and Cosmic Sparkle of more recent form. And I tell you what, even though it hasn't really figured in those races, it is a huge drop in class for Lawson Drive. Eight to beat three, two and seven in race seven.
Final leg of the quaddie over the middle trip of 4.5. No scratchings here. Three runners at the top of the market. Ronda Lily, 3.20. Then Kenny the Brute, Arizona Eyes, both at 3.50. With Look Fancy Nancy, 7.50.
A really good way to finish the quaddie. I've gone number four on top, Arizona Eyes. Look, just needs an ounce of luck. 29.22 at Sandown. That was back in November. We haven't seen this greyhound for about a month. That was when he made the Sale Cup final. I think Robbie Britton's been on record saying that he's one of the fastest greyhounds in his kennel. There's no doubt there, but he's slow early. He's got an awkward box. He's going to have to navigate and have some luck, but I just got to take him on top because he's the class runner of the race. The other two very good chasers include number one, Kenny the Brute. Good win last start, and his form at Sandown Park has been impressive. Number eight, Ronda Lily, blew them away at Ballarat last start in very fast time, 30 and 68. Was a very impressive victory. So four to beat one and eight in race eight.
Best of the program at Sandown outside of the quaddie legs. Recap of the quaddie legs, please, George.
Yeah, recap leg one, 1, 3, 5 and 6 into the second leg, 1, 2 and 3. Third leg will go 2, 3, 7 and 8 and we'll come home with 1, 4 and 8. I like one just before the quaddie, race 4, number 4, My Father's Son, at around the $2.20 mark. I think he should be winning this race. He's been knocking on the door of late, been racing against some good greyhounds. I think there's a lot of speed in this race, greyhounds that are unproven over 700 metres. I think he should get the sit on them and be too hard to beat. Race 4, number 4 at Sandown Park.
Best of luck today, George.
Thanks, mate.